Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Okay, Brooke, before we start the show today, I need an apology from you. And do not tell me you didn't do it.
Wow. Okay. I'm sorry for agreeing to do this show with you. Big mistake.
I mean, that's just how ridiculous it is for Kanye West to demand an apology from Billie Eilish for saying something she didn't say.
Yeah, it's the most ridiculous thing ever. But honestly, does anything he does surprise us? Like, this man loves throwing a public tantrum.
I mean, the one good thing I can say about him is he's really good at doing it.
He is.
And at this point, he's now threatening to pull out of Coachella if he doesn't get his way.
Do it, Kanye. I triple dog dare you.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. Wow. That's as serious as it gets.
Yep.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Friday, February 11th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm sorry to say this, everyone, but Kanye West will not leave us alone for even one day. Just when things have quieted down some about his very public co-parenting issues with Kim Kardashian, Papa's got a brand new rant. Mm-hmm. And if you guessed he took it to Instagram, I would say you're a genius, but you're just paying attention.
Yeah, right.
So currently, Kanye's beef is now with singer Billie Eilish. And the cause of it is something she did not say. Of course, this is Kanye, so that shouldn't be surprising. Uh-huh. So Kanye shared a screenshot of a rather salacious headline from Rapsy TV that reads, Billie Eilish dissed Travis Scott at her concert after she stopped the show to give her fan an inhaler. And it includes a quote from Billie's recent show in which she said, I wait for people to be okay before I keep going.
Yeah. And obviously the big issue here is this bullshit headline.
I know. And anybody who's ever been in a headline should know that.
Which is not a lot of people, probably.
No. So. But Kanye, 100%.
Yeah. Like,
does this man use the brain he has?
No. We know that's the case. So, okay. Obviously, the headline is suggesting that Billie was taking a dig at Travis Scott, who we all know is in a lot of hot water after his Astroworld Festival, when 10 people died during a crowd surge, and Obviously, a lot of people believe that Travis saw it from the stage and didn't stop the show. So Kanye obviously screenshot the headline, shared it to his Insta, wrote a caption in all caps. He loves to do that. That's his big move. That's how we know he's serious, when it's in all caps.
Yeah.
And the caption read, "Come on, Billy, we love you. Please apologize to Trav and the families of the people who lost their lives." He then says that no one intended for this tragedy to happen and that Travis had no idea what was going on while he was on stage. He also adds that Travis will be performing with him at Coachella and ends the post with, "But now I need Billy to apologize before I perform." And we're all like, too bad.
Thank God she's never going to apologize. Yeah. Like, we're all going to get what we want.
Yes. We're all like, it's all on you now, Billy. You can save us.
Nothing is more Kanye than Kanye being like drumming up drama that doesn't exist.
I know.
And using it to threaten to pull out of a major musical festival.
It's like, just...
you can't make this stuff up. Like, it's just such a stupid scenario.
Yeah, Kanye's the only one that can make stuff up.
Yeah, and he is just keeping those wheels turning all week long. Man,
truly.
But he and Billy are supposed to be headlining Coachella in April. And so, again, he's not going to do that unless she apologizes to Travis. Well, I should take that back. He says he's not going to do that until she apologizes to Travis, which he says a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing for Billy to apologize. She never said anything about Travis. All she did was help a fan at her concert.
Yeah, so this clip went viral of Billy stopping her show in Atlanta last Saturday to talk directly to a fan who was struggling in the crowd. She obviously noticed the fan was having trouble breathing, so she paused the show, spoke directly to them from the stage, and she asked, you know, the other fans to give the girl some space and for someone to get her an inhaler. And then she patiently waited for crew members to help, and then she said, "Relax, we're good. We're taking care of our people. Hold on." And once she was sure that the person was okay, Billy said, "I wait for people to be okay until I keep going." And of course, some people have taken this as a dig at Travis for not stopping Astroworld when people were screaming for help, including Kanye, who, you know, just loves to blow literally everything out of proportion for fun.
Yeah. Which I'm just going on record here is it should be a dig.
Like, it should.
Travis should get called out for not stopping the show. Like, I don't know why anyone would be like, "Oh, that's a dig." Like, yeah, he deserves what's coming.
Yes.
Which,
if anything, she just proved that you can see when people need help at a concert.
Yeah. Yeah. So. The defense rests. But yeah, Billy's like, yeah, no, she has not apologized. Why the hell would she?
Right.
She didn't say anything directly about Travis ever. She did, though, respond to Kanye, which honestly is more than he deserves. Yeah. She wrote on his post, "Literally never said a thing about Travis, was just helping a fan." Which, I mean, bless her for even replying to him. But I'm glad there was no apology. There's nothing to apologize for. And then, of course, the comment section under Kanye's post is filled with people calling him a bully or telling him he needs to delete the post. And then, of course, we have the dunderheads who are agreeing with him.
Yeah, like, this is wild. I, of course, looked at the comments. And it's like a handful of accounts repeatedly commenting support for Kanye. There's like four accounts that comment over and over and over. Yeah, they're Kanye's burners. But some of them are verified. It's like, there's no hope. And probably something Kanye was not planning on, some actual victims of the Astroworld tragedy responded to Kanye's post. Bernan Blunt, a man who lost his grandson Ezra at Astroworld, spoke to Rolling Stone about Kanye's rant, and he said, "To hear Kanye's words, that's hurtful to us. What an idiotic thing to say." And then Ezra's grandmother also praised Billy for doing the decent thing at her show and called Ye ridiculous. She says she's making sure that she's caring for the patrons at her concert. And I just think that's crazy of Kanye to even let that demand come out of his mouth. This was such a grandma statement. I loved it. Like, she's caring for the patrons at her concert.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous that the Astroworld tragedy is being dragged into this story, like the way that Kanye just involves it. And it's like, stop acting like you care about respecting those victims. Like, you're just using them to push whatever crazy agenda you're trying to push right now.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And just the gall to say that Billy is offending the victim somehow. Like, even if she was taking a dig at Travis, how in any way does that affect the victims? Like, that's just crazy.
Yeah, she offended the victims by not letting there be more victims.
Like, right.
Logic seems to not exist when it comes to Kanye.
Seriously.
And then, of course, you know, people are wondering, since this technically centers around Travis Scott, Kanye's rant, what does he think about Billy's comment and Kanye defending him? Travis, has not actually made a direct statement, but he did react to Kanye's post. And fans, of course, noticed that he liked it. No comment, just a like, which is the celebrity way of endorsing something without using words.
Oh, yeah. It's 100% a cosign of the rant. And it's tone deaf. Like, how are you going to sit there? And I can't. Like, obviously, we're not alone in this thinking. Like, a lot of fans are accusing Travis of having no remorse for what happened at Astroworld. Obviously, some thought that before, but this isn't helping at all.
Right.
One person commented about it on Reddit saying, Travis needs to go away. The families are still reeling over this tragedy. To like a post saying you basically did nothing wrong is so disrespectful to the families of the victims. Get out of here. 100% true. And in a shocking move, Travis unliked the post. So maybe Travis has a PR representative who's not doing great, but was probably like, hey, stop it.
Can you imagine when, like, when Facebook first started and they added the like buttons, imagining it becoming something like this?
Like, was the like button there all the time, the whole time? I can't remember.
I can't remember. I feel like it wasn't. I don't think it was originally there.
Such a simpler time.
I know. I know. So simple. But we're talking about Kanye, so if you thought he was going away easily, then I hate to be the one to break it to you, but you're a clown. He's not listening to reason. His Instagram post asking Billy for an apology is still up, not coming down. Mm-mm. And after fans started commenting about his erratic behavior, he followed it up with yet another post.
Yeah, so shortly after posting about Billy, Kanye shared a screenshot of a fan's comment saying he must be off the meds. And the fan also said Kanye's upcoming album is gonna go crazy, which I honestly think this person meant as a compliment in a weird way. But of course, Kanye clicked that cap locks button so hard his finger almost broke and said...
He has it permanently pushed down. He like tied a little weight to it. So it's just always down.
Some people have tape over the camera on their computer. He's got it locking down that cap locks button. He's like, I don't want to accidentally type in regular font.
Yeah.
I just want it to be all caps all the time. I don't want to make any mistakes. So in the caption, he wrote, the world is racist, sexist, homophobic, and crazy phobic at our core. It's cheap and dismissive to say I'm off my meds anytime I speak up. Phobia in this sense doesn't mean being afraid of. It means not giving power to. And then he ended it with, let's be more conscious and not write each other off so easily. Is this the same man who wrote off slavery? Just curious. Just checking my notes here. This, I can't.
Yep,
I cannot.
This is one and the same.
Like.
This man, like, he's got a lot of nerve.
Truly.
I mean, just the audacity of daring to say this stuff while also signing off on this kind of thing and this behavior over and over and over again is rich, real rich.
He's accountability phobic. Is that a thing? Because it is now. God.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like one of the most frustrating parts about this is he just keeps getting everyone to talk about
it. I know, including us.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't Rich and Daily. This is Kanye Daily.
Seriously.
And today he just dropped a new song with Alicia Keys and Favio Foreign called City of Gods. Plus, and I just saw a trailer for this, he has a Netflix documentary coming out called Genius, and it's not spelled how genius is spelled by most people who speak the English language. Genius, a Kanye trilogy, and that's coming out next week.
Which, remember, he threw a fit about this, too. And he was like, if Netflix doesn't give me editorial rights to my documentary, I'm not going to share it. Which, looky-loo, there it is. This is just classic.
I mean, Yeah, that's what I mean. We all know he's performing at Coachella.
100%.
Billy's never going to apologize, and he's still going to perform.
Billy could release a statement saying, Kanye, I hate you, and I hate Travis, and I hope you guys burn in a fire. And he'll be like,
and
fine.
I'm going to save the shit out of every fan at every concert.
Yep. She's going to carry them on her back to safety.
Yeah. And Kanye's going to be like, performing it. Coachella and crying because he just can't not.
Oh, man.
I can't wait, actually.
Hate him.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziprin. This is Rich and Daily.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review. And be sure to tell your friends.
Please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our amazing theme song is by Gems.
Michaela Myers is our senior producer. Joshua J. Ha-Chang is our associate producer.
Steve Macer is our story editor, and Sam Ada is our sound engineer.
Executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Louie for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.